And now, the best of Pete Price. The best of Pete Price. On Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Oh my God. Hello, Peter Kay.
You said really fed up.
No, I've had a great night, and then all of a sudden, it all gone a little bit pear-shaped in the last hour.
Sounding really fed up. I went watching Markham at Playhouse.
Right. Have you been down? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely incredible. And me, have you seen it?
No, not yet. No.
Oh, it's incredible. Wow. It's really, really lovely and affectionate and nice. And I had a Chinese.
Yeah.
And I was driving back. I dropped my mates off. And then I put you on. And I thought, oh, God, he sends down.
No, I've been fine. By the way, congratulations on the remark you made about the idiot that threw the microphone. I don't even want to mention his name. Threw the microphone in the audience along with his award.
Oh, well, I forgot where I was.
No, I thought the description of him was perfect.
Oh, well, I kind of forgot where I was for a second. I saw him do it and then I just couldn't help myself. And then I went, it just came out. I could have said a lot worse.
I thought it was great, Peter. Absolutely great. Loved it.
Well, I didn't. Well, there you go. Are you well, though? Yeah.
I am indeed. Are you looking through? Hey, you must be making a few bob on this tour that's coming off next year with all the money that's sitting in the bank, just making the profit.
I don't get any of that until I've done it.
Oh, right.
I might be doing a Michael Jackson yet, so don't get, you know what I mean? So let's not say anything.
No, it's amazing, Peter, that you're coming to the Echo Arena and everywhere else. It's incredible that it sold out the way it did.
No, it's brilliant. I like it, though. I've seen a few shows there. It's a lovely arena. It's brilliant. Mm. So I'm looking forward to doing it. But everything's fine. I just had you on then, and I thought, oh, my.
Are we going to see Geraldine at on the tour?
Going to see who?
Geraldine.
Am I going to sing Jolie?
No, are we going to see Geraldine on the tour?
Oh, Geraldine, I thought you said. Am I going to sing Jolene? Geraldine's gone, Peter.
Has she gone?
Oh, she's gone. The breasts are in the wardrobe. Those days are over. I'm not waxing again for nobody. I'll tell you that. Oh, I wouldn't. Oh, the pain. I don't know how people get waxed. I had to point it. Chemist on my home and get some aloe vera.
I think the worrying thing was, Peter, you started to take it very seriously.
What do you mean? I look more attractive as a woman than I did as a fella. That's what worried me. I got used to wearing acrylic nails, and then I'd be filling up with diesel with my acrylic nails on, and I had my eyebrows waxed. I just looked constantly surprised. But it was tough. I mean, heart goes out to women everywhere. I'll tell you that now. I couldn't be a transsexual. It's too tough.
How's your lovely family?
Oh, they're great. Thank you very much. They're all well. They're great. They're probably wondering where I am because I didn't mean go for the Chinese. Love the Chinese.
Mimi up by the bomb church.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favourite Chinese.
Best
shumai's ever.
Chicken and cashew.
Yep.
And a bit of boiled rice. I didn't go mad.
Yeah.
I didn't go mad. And then I dropped my mate off in there. He lives in Croxton. And I just come down East Lank.
Peter, do you get any problems when you're out? Or are people just nice to you?
No one really. No one really sees you. No one bothers.
Yeah.
I don't really go out much, to be honest with you. But I don't get any hassle. It's nice. I mean, you kind of, people see you and smile and you have a laugh with them, and you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's just nice, isn't it? I mean, it could be a lot worse. Could be shouting abuse at you.
Yeah.
But it's lovely. People are really nice. Obviously, if you go out in certain social circles and people have had a drink, like Jack Rubin, there, you will end up, when the kind of like spit in your eyeball, telling you. But the thing is that I don't really go out much like that though anymore. You don't really. You kind of just stay in a lot. But I've always loved staying in. I'm a bit like that, mate.
I love that. That last interview I did with you was I loved you were at the studios, and I did this introduction. You said I took so long introducing you that you'd eaten a bowl of cornflakes.
Well, I probably had. I remember that. It were a long introduction. It's funny when I rung up then, because it kind of backfires, because I ring up sometimes. There's a quiz on radio and I get really excited. There's one on radio in Manchester and I were at Bath and they wanted a lyric to a question. So I jumped out of bed, and I ran into the bedroom and I got the phone. And Susan said, what are you doing? I went, there's a quiz on the radio and I know the lyrics. And it was the lyrics for the Time Warp. And she said, what did you win? And I went, I don't know. And I ran through and I said, oh, it's Peter Kay. And he went, just hung up on me. and I was rage. I was so annoyed because I knew it. And I rang back and it were engaged. And I rang up then. They're like, yeah. And you're there. When they will ask me, what's your DNA? What's your star sign? It's just really fun. That kind of backfires on quizzes.
Mm.
You can't get through.
So to all the people who are going to go to the Echo Arena to see you, what are they going to see? What can they expect?
I don't know. I'm just trying it out now. I'm doing a few warm-up shows. I've done six now, and I've been... they've been nice little 200-seaters. I've done them for Haiti. I've done them charity-like. I thought that were a nice thing to do something for that. So I've just been doing about an hour and trying new stuff out and talking about... what's been just basically talking about I don't know, different things that have happened in the last 7 years since I've toured.
I've got to ask you, because you are a lover of comedy and you know so much about comedy. Why do you think, looking back, you are such a phenomenon? You were the first one ever to fill arenas in the world of comedy. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think people just want to laugh, don't they, really? I don't know. I think it's... Who knows? God, you can't analyse it. It's just the way it is, I think. You just tell it how you see it. I mean, you just talk about real things and real life, and people identify with themselves, and it's like a mirror, isn't it, really? It all gets a bit deep when you start talking about comedy. You know what it's like.
Yeah, but you were one minute, you were the compere at the Rawhide Club at the bottom of Bow Street. Next minute, you fill in the arena.
I was telling someone a funny story tonight about when I used to play there, and they were telling me about this comedian he had on. He was, hang on, I'm going to park up now because I've no signal where I live. Hang on. And I was talking to this comedian. He said, I do impressions, he said. And he come into the toilets. He said, I do impressions. Now, introduce me. Say I'm an impressionist, will you? So I said, what's your name? And it was something like Ricky Martin or something. Anyway, I went, I said, please welcome Ricky Martin. He does impressions. It were a comedy competition. And he come on and he said, hello, everybody. I'm Ricky Martin. And see if you can guess who this is. And he got his chair from the side of the stage and pulled it over, but it was caught around the microphone wire and it knocked over a big pint of water and it smashed. And someone shouted out, Stevie Wonder! he went, I've not done it yet. and then he did this really bad impression of Ronnie Corbett that was like tumbleweed. And then he said, all right, here's another one. He said, it's one of Ireland's best. Hello, welcome to another Children in Need. It's been 12 months. And someone shouted out, hey, mate, do Wogan. I'm doing Wogan. This is Wogan. That's what I loved about when I did when you do Liverpool, the audience is funnier than the acts. I did cry laughing at some of the sharp, sarcastic comments that had come out, you know. And I used to have some fun. I loved it when I played the big Liverpool Pops thing. That was fantastic, man.
Yeah, it was in the marquee. It was great. That was a great concert.
And
great.
I'm not just saying that because I'm on here. They are the best audiences I've ever played to in Liverpool. They're just so emotional and passionate and giving, and it's just lovely. There's a real sense of community that you don't really get anywhere else, and I really love it. And there's a massive difference between just come back in like 40 minutes from where I am to where Liverpool is. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre because when I was doing stand-up all the time, and you can go to certain areas and you don't get... I mean, Leicester wasn't a good area for me ever.
I
died some terrible deaths in Leicester.
time I ever saw you were up Central Pier at Blackpool.
God bless
I ever saw you.
That was a long time ago there.
Long time ago, yeah. And then I've seen you on, obviously, clearly, when you were in your film, when you had your film period in your life, you know, when you did your bits in films in No Surrender, you know. But you can't get anywhere now, No Surrender. I love that. I've got it on VHS, it's shed.
You can get it now on a DVD on the internet or something, but it's become a cult figure, that. Because when you think who's in it...
Yeah, I know exactly. You think you'd be able to buy it because I've got it on VHS. I bought, but I'd love a copy on DVD. They've never brought it out. I don't know why. I think this is some legal thing. But it's a really funny film. It's a bit dark in parts.
Oh yes,
really funny bits in it. And I'd love to watch it again. Actually, I just lent it to Craig Cash. He kept telling him about it. I said you would love this.
And when you think who's in it, I mean, Bernard Hill, a slim Mickey Stark, the McGanns, Elvis Costello. There was some the first ever film that Joanne Whalley did.
Yeah, when she became Joanne Whalley Kilmer.
Mm.
Yeah, when she married Val.
Yep.
Her and Val got together. She's brilliant. It's really, really funny in parts. But they've never... I love that bit at the beginning when they break into the wrong flat.
Yeah.
That door, and it's the wrong flat. He goes, your name, Norman's on you. Your name, Norman. This is 22. No, it's not. You're in an old flat. Oh, it's so funny. And the beat Ray McGee, is it that guy going through Subway? He's blind and he's...
Oh, with the stick and he hits those two lads.
He goes, what's all that about? Yeah, it's the God. It's really, really funny.
And do you know Alan Bleasdale didn't like the movie? He was disappointed the way they did it.
No, I didn't know that.
Wasn't happy about it. I think it was Peter Jones that directed it, and Alan wasn't happy about it at all.
I never knew that.
No.
You can't get it. I wonder if anybody remembers it. You can get it on eBay. You can get anything you want.
Well, there are video shops here that have it, and apparently it's out all the time still.
Yeah, well, what's funny, you call them video shops, and people say, I'm going to video shop for DVD.
Yeah.
That's what makes me laugh now. I'm going to video shop for a DVD. We still call them video shops. And it's all Blu-ray now.
Yeah.
A Blu-ray where a bloke near me did pornos at the back of a Nissan Sunny. Blu-ray.
Peter, I've got to go to the news. To finish off, tell us, what was it like tonight, the play?
Absolutely fantastic. It's a lovely... Well, Derek Markham. So there you go. Go and watch it. I'm not come on for plug it, but it were brilliant.
Oh, plug away for the Playhouse. Great play. Great play.
Nice to speak to you, Peter. God bless you.
Bye-bye, Peter.
Lots of love tonight. God bless. Bye-bye.
The best of Pete Price on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.